CKUW 95.9 FM, listener-driven radio in Winnipeg.
Listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon. It's just a little after 12. We're waiting on Ted here. He should be along shortly. Figured I'd hop on, update you with the weather. At the University of Winnipeg, 28 degrees Celsius, wind 3 kilometers per hour northeast, humidity is 61%. Humidex is pushing it up to feel like 29. It's only one more degree, but get ready for it to feel a lot hotter. 30 degrees the high today, mainly sunny. Risk of a thunderstorm late this afternoon. Hazy, humidex up to 34, and UV of 8, which is very high. If you're... hang on a moment here. If you are heading out to the folk festival, take lots of water. Sky's clearing tonight. Risk of a thunderstorm early this evening. So humidex of 34. Saturday. Let's do Saturday next. Sunny skies. Winds becoming south to 30. High of 34. Oh. 42 the humidex. That's pretty warm.
Yeah. Oh, so sorry. There's a lot of events and... It's a big weekend, a lot of the music, concerts and stuff.
That's true. Yeah, it's lots.
Picnic, like the, what's it called?
They're in a field.
It's not a picnic. What's it called? It's a folk picnic? Folk festival.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I know what it's called. Yeah. Not Folklorama.
Not yet.
Well, is that coming as well?
That does happen.
That's the multicultural.
That's right, yeah.
All I think the pavilions and stuff. That's not this weekend.
No. A couple of weeks. I think that's August.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I would take you could get a passport.
Oh, that's right. And you could go to multiple.
By myself.
Yeah.
And just meet all sorts of people.
Yeah, from around the world.
Yeah.
From Winnipeg, but pretending to be from around the world.
First time I ever, found myself in Transcona or the Maples it was great.
Nice. Yeah. That's a great cultural. I mean, this is a different culture at the Folk Festival. There's a unique festival culture out there as well.
I heard Stu, on Wednesday.
That's right. Yeah.
He said, because he's a very an avid, very close follower of the Folk Festival.
Yes. That's true.
He's invested a lot.
He's been a couple times.
I think he's been a few times. Yeah. And, he shares, he has a critique and analysis, which I think is very informed and valuable.
Okay.
He was saying that there are no performers this year over the age of 35. I must have misheard that, because Billy Bragg, is he just 35?
He could. I mean,
he looks 35.
In the right light. Yeah, I think he could probably pass. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a pretty young festival.
Younger,
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, seems to be working. They're sold out every single day.
And this year, the first year ever, Rob, that sold out in advance.
Yeah.
Like you can't.
Unreal.
You can't, if you don't have a ticket, you're not going.
No, you're not going. It's kind of pointless to even talk about it because.
It really, truly is.
Because if you have a ticket, you're already going.
Yeah,
You're not able to go.
What about other things this weekend?
I'm sure there's something. One thing that's nice is it is a bit quieter in some parts of the city.
It's great, Rob. It's my favorite weekend.
It does. It clears out.
Yeah.
You can really kind of stretch your legs out and.
You can.
Enjoy the peace and quiet.
Go out in public.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Very good. So what do you have planned for the show today?
I don't know. I was just trying to work my way through a weather.
Let's do that. It's very important because it's very hot. So we should be
serious
for a
second. Yeah. I mean, today, risk of a thunderstorm this afternoon. Tomorrow, high of 34, humidex of 42. Might want to really rethink outdoor activities, but, it can be done safely. Lots of water, cover up. And then Sunday, again, sunny skies and a high of 36. That heat is sticking around all the way through the week. So I guess it's all of the summer heat at once.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's one way to do things.
It's kind of the way it's going to be, I think.
What have you got? What have you got for the show? Well, do you need me to do anything here? You want,
yeah,
I could just I could give you a little.
Yeah, you just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing great.
Sure,
appreciate
sure.
it. Appreciate
well,
it.
So this is CKUW ad-free independent community radio since 1963, if you can believe it.
Yeah.
FM since 99. Like to have volunteers from the campus and the community in here making programming. Hey, if you ever tune in and you hear like this and you say, boy, I could do a better job than those idiots.
This is a good example
this
of that.
It's a great
actually.
Example.
Yeah.
You're well, and this isn't, this isn't like a dare or a challenge. Yeah. It's legitimate. If you wanted work at doing the best radio show you can do, we're going to help you do that. There's free training sessions and lots of support, always adding new voices from the community. That's one of the exciting things we do. I was seeing some chatter on the community radio forums about the stations that are closing. It seems,
yeah,
you know, private radio, once again.
Sports radio. They closed
gone.
Like
so
four
maybe,
stations in
maybe
a day.
You feel like doing a sports show. You know, I know this the station I was at in Hamilton, at University of McMaster University in Hamilton, our sports guys would actually travel with the team and do live sports broadcasts for the school's team. So,
yeah.
You know, that could happen here. It's you got a passion for sports. The other thing that was cool in Hamilton, they do a call-in show, and sometimes the signal would reach Buffalo.
That's amazing.
So you would get callers from Buffalo with sports opinions, and
it's
always a very colorful thing.
Buffalo, and, you know, I do follow the sport a bit.
Yeah.
I can tell you, you know, fans in Buffalo, they have strong opinions about sports.
Yeah, they sure
they
do.
Really do. Yeah, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was neat. Yeah. Neat time.
Okay.
But make a sports show, make a music show. It's kind of up to you. We just provide the tools. You ready?
I think I am. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to bring
up the Bluetooth
if
here.
You bring that up, then I think we're going to be good. I'm going to go. You know, I want to go back to sort of looking back over some things. I want to go to play a couple from the last Tim Hecker record to start Shards. We'll start with Heaven Will Come, 95.9 FM CKW. How to Survive a Tornado. Thanks.
This is Greg McPherson, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Steve Bates from his record, All the Things That Happen. Because, oh, it's going to play it again. Happens. Happens sometimes here. I think it's fitting. That was out on Constellation Records in Montreal a couple of years ago. You heard this song, which you're now hearing as well, Glimpse and End, and then prior to that, Covered in Silt and Weed. Find that record on Bandcamp or wherever you find things. It's really beautiful music. And 2022, wow, it's already 4 years old. What's happening? And a word on the street, or, well, actually, at least out of a certain garage, is that he's got a new record coming out on Constellation at some point, I believe. We'll look for that. Prior to that, we had fellow friend of this program, Tim Hecker, from his last one out on Cranky Records, Shards. You heard Morning piano version and Ice synth. I saw he was playing with Finesse. I want to say recently, but it might have been in September. That's how that's how time feels to me these days. It's very strange. Because it's not terribly recent, but I mean, it is, if you think of it in certain, you know, especially like if you look at the distance, how long it would take you to travel to Alpha Centauri or something, or Andromeda Galaxy. The fact that Tim Hecker played with Finesse in September of the previous calendar year is, it's almost so recent that it's immeasurable. It might even be happening as we speak, or potentially in the future. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's happening in the future. So that'll be a good show. Try and get out to that. Tim Hecker with Finesse. I think Finesse is playing Mutech. Is that in the future? I think it is. Finesse is my bucket list. When I saw Raphael Toral at Send and Receive 2 years ago, that was one of my other bucket shows. What does it mean, bucket? I've never known. Does it mean you're going to kick the bucket? Is it? Or is it something you see before you die, before you kick the bucket? I just thought bucket list, just put a bunch of things in a bucket. No? You sure? Isn't it, these are the shows I want to see? I have them in this nice bucket. No, it's about death. Wow, I didn't know that. Death is a strong theme here on the program. And we have about half an hour left. I want to leave you with, I think this is going to work well, and it works well with the heat. Be careful with the heat. If you're out at the, I know we should say, you know, have a good time if you're leaving for some of the events and things around town. But take care with the heat. It can be relentless and extremely dangerous. That's why I prefer winter. With winter, I kind of know what I'm getting. Just add a layer, stay inside. You can never go wrong with that. No. It's good to be out and make connections and form community. That's what we're all about here. CKUW 95.9 FM. I want to leave you with this Fly, also out of Montreal, Fly Pan Am. This record was out in 2019, also on Constellation. And I think it'll work. I might leave you with this. I think it's going to work well on a hot day. Yeah. Fly Pan Am from 2019. Find it on Bandcamp. The record is Sisa. Take care out there. Mind the heat. Stay hydrated. Try and stay out of the sun. Get into the shade. Look out for each other. Talk to you next week. Thanks. We'll be right back.
We're downtown playing underground. We're CKUW 95.9 FM.
Fly Pan Am on CKW 95.9 FM, How to Survive a Tornado. From César, you heard many songs such as that. Each Ether, Dizzy Delusions, Bleeding Decay, Distance Dealer, etc. Hey, there's not much time left. Isn't it the truth? And I feel like I want to play a couple of Art Bergman songs. Sometimes that just comes over me. And I want to go back to 1990, firstly. And I think I'm going to play the single from the record, from Sexual Roulette. And then I'm going to close it off after that with the lead-off track and single from his masterpiece from 2021, Late Stage Empire Dementia. But I'm gonna go right here. We're getting into the weekend. Let's go. Art Bergman, Bound for Vegas. Fantastic. Okay, you take care of each other. Talk to you soon.
train, leaving Russian Ukraine. Was it the Red Army or white? Anarchist rapists in the night. Became a small C Christian communist. I swear he did it out of spite. He's lucky to die.